With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate Wednesday night's mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet that killed all 67 people on board both aircraft. NTSB Chair Jennifer Hominy says investigators will not speculate about the incident.
We are going to leave no stone unturned in this investigation. We are going to conduct a thorough investigation of this entire tragedy, looking at the facts.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans are working to put together a reconciliation package to fund the government and push through President Trump's key agenda items. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Conference members huddled at a retreat outside Miami for 3 days this week where they discussed funding, further extending Trump's 2017 tax cuts and border security measures. By the meeting's end, lawmakers were left without a deal as fiscal hawks refused to push forward without assurances that the package would reduce the $1.8 trillion federal deficit. Last month, Speaker Mike Johnson said he was aiming at $2.5 trillion in savings as part of the reconciliation process. In an interview, Freedom Caucus member Ralph Norman of South Carolina said, quote, "There's a feeling that we've got to come together and whatever it takes to get the top lines done." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Senate confirms Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary by a vote of 79 to 18. President Trump tapped the two-term North Dakota governor to spearhead Republican ambitions to boost fossil fuel production. Labor unions file suit against the Trump administration to stop an executive order reclassifying some federal employees. President Trump signed an order reinstating the Schedule F classification for federal workers in certain policy-influencing positions. He enacted it during the first administration to remove some of the protections that prevent federal employees from being easily fired. This is SRN News. A hard-fought victory for a pair of pro-lifers.
The state of California has dropped its case against David Elayden and Sandra Merritt after they used undercover videos to reveal Planned Parenthood's trafficking in the body parts of aborted babies. The two defendants who work for the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress have been in court for 10 years as the state tried to punish them for making the recordings. Elayden says, quote, "Taking this case off the board will allow me to focus fully on our investigative reporting." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education is investigating Denver Public Schools for discrimination. The district converted a girls' bathroom on the second floor of East High School into a co-ed bathroom while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for guys. The probe into that bathroom at the school marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under former President Biden, which pushed transgenderism in the schools. This is SRN News. Lawyers representing victims of a deadly Hawaii wildfire reach a last-minute deal. John Scott has more on the story.
This will avert a trial to determine how to split a $4 billion settlement and means victims and survivors will not have to testify, reliving in court details of that massive inferno in Lahaina that killed more than 100 people, destroyed thousands of properties, and caused an estimated $5.5 billion worth of damage. Lawyers expected to file court documents detailing the agreement in a week. John Scott reporting.
NASCAR fans will have a new way of watching races. TNT Sports unveiled the NASCAR Driver Cam experience that will give viewers an inside view of the driver's car as the race goes on. People will have up to 40 drivers to choose from. They can also listen to the team's radio channel. The feature will be available for all NASCAR Cup Series races for subscribers to Max. More details at SRNnews.com.